From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. It is now confirmed that an American involved in a suicide bombing in Syria last weekend was from South Florida. He's believed to be the first American involved with such a bombing in the country. The jihadist has been only identified by his war name, Abu Huraira al-Ameriki, the American. His birth name has yet to be released. Huraira allegedly drove a truck loaded with about 16 tons of explosives into an area where many Syrian government officials work. The FBI recently told reporters that many Americans have traveled to Syria for humanitarian reasons, making it difficult to determine who might engage in terrorist activities. The new president of Florida A&M University didn't have much time to get acclimated to Florida politics. Elmira Magnum started her job on April 1st. The next day, Senator John Thrasher, who may soon become Magnum's counterpart at Florida State, proposed funding a split to the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering. Magnum says the collaboration is not all that unusual.
We may have to work on how we do it or improve upon our collaboration, but I think the idea of having the program, the students want to work together, the faculty want to work together, and it's more efficient. But we don't get to make the final decision.
In April, after a heated debate, lawmakers approved a study of the proposal to split the College of Engineering. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Andy Wagner.